now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the Destiny 2 Killer, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. Home Crier. Crier, you're back. What is up?
The usual. Came back and no voice. The usual. But yeah, ETH Denver was awesome. Really good experience. Most of the time that we've been doing these, it's been like NFT events focused. So we're not doing a lot of, I would say this was crypto. A full ecosystem, the Ethereum ecosystem. So not just NFTs, but I will say there was a ton of NFT video games. So probably say about 30% of the entire booths were NFT games, which is cool. A lot of DeFi protocols, a lot of other competitive layer ones and layer twos, ZK rollups. Everything was just a ton of different stuff. Yeah, it was great.
Awesome. And then now, is this an event that you might be going?
Yeah, I'll definitely be heading back for sure. Yeah. This is probably one of the best, I think personally, one of the best events just for on the side of networking. I've talked to hundreds of people. Got a lot of cool guests in the works here for Nerd.
On the gaming side? Or what are we talking?
Yeah, there was a lot of cool games. There are the top two that I like the most. There's one called Bornless, which was a horror FPS type game. So it's five teams of two. So pretty much 10 people total and teams of two where you are trying to capture like a shrine and it's in like a mini battle royale type situation. And then it's like really dark and mysterious looking. And once you capture the shrine, then they would send like an AI, like overpowered AI monster attacking the other teams, and then you had to secure that shrine to keep the monster on your side.
Well, you know what's really funny? I just started playing Destiny 2 with one of my coworkers, and that there's a game that's literally like that where you start playing, the more you do, then you send the monster to their side, but then you're able to go through a portal and start like it's just very similar. So keep on going. So sorry to interrupt.
Sure. There's a game that's like very similar called Hunt that's like horror FPS and same mode, but it's more like a little bit more PvE side where you had to kill a monster and extract the bounty from them while the other teams were hunting you because you had the bounty. This one is a little bit more like Dominion or whatever, like the one where you're holding a spot. What's that called? Like Oddball, not Oddball.
What are we talking? Troll?
Control, like controlling, like a dom, like a, yeah, like that situation.
Domination, control, okay.
There are three different locations possibly in the map. This one's like A will be open for 3 minutes, B will be open for 3 minutes, and you had to hold that tower to keep the AI like attacking the other teams.
The other one.
And if they come in and take it from you, then they will control the monster essentially. But the gameplay was really cool. It was like minimal NFT side. It was more like skins, it wasn't like the main focus. And I like that style when you're first getting into things because it's like the gameplay is actually good. Like all the other games that I play there were like, oh, this is a RPG. And it's just like a really, really shitty version of Diablo. Cool, our stuff's NFTs. I would never play this. I don't care if there's NFTs. That doesn't matter. It's a terrible game. It doesn't matter if there's NFTs. I'm not going to play it. Like my time is somewhat valuable. I don't think this would
somewhat
but you know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree. What I'll say on that side is obviously now being in this space, how long now have we been on this? Like almost 2 years. On the side of at least NRN and you and I, as well as all the other people, exactly. What's going on that side, I will say it's come full circle for me where I'm finding still I want to push into Web3 gaming. I want to do this, I want to do that, into crypto, blockchain, everything, but the single factor of it all is the games I'm playing on my Xbox, the games I'm playing on my computer, even like my games on mobile, Marvel Snap, they're just more fun. They're better gameplay, exactly what you said. And for you to say that the actual gameplay is good, the main focus, and the around the stuff, the small little skins, the small little items, etc., get involved with NFTs and get involved with crypto, that's where you can see things being implemented. If the main focus is this is weird, but if the main focus is blockchain, if the main focus is NFTs, typically it's not going to do hot. They need a focus on the actual fun aspect. And again, for you to say that is truly special on that side. So hopefully we see some good things in other projects, other games. They start focusing on that, because at the end of the day, if you ask me if I'm going to play Fall Guys or Blank Ghost, whatever it is, I'm always going to play Fall Guys. If you ask if I'm going to play Call of Duty, like Call of Duty, Destiny, Halo versus, what was that game that we played? It was like Eve. Come on. At the end of the day, you know exactly what we're going to be doing, and it's simple as that.
Yeah, for sure. And again, there was just like a good mix of like different styles of games. Most of the time, it's so far we've seen really basic shooters, like you're talking about EV or whatever. We've seen like a little bit of the card stuff with like DFK, or it's very simplistic. This one is more Unreal 5 engine shooter game with good background story mode, or not story mode, just like good. You can tell it's like very, you're like scared. You're like, oh shit, this is a horror based game. It wasn't like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'll let you do that for me. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, it was phenomenal. And again, shout out to High Profit, but we played this game Hunt for like hours. Like we've put in a ton of time on that. And it was very similar to that. And I was like, oh yeah, they're definitely going to make it. Like they definitely had a lot of good skills and stuff like that. And the different abilities, different things that were, just you can tell it's very competitive. Like it will be a competitive type game, and I do like those. But there were still some other games that are really good too. There's one called Shutdown that was like a top down shooter where you're like collecting, you're pretty much like trying to escape. It's like a roguelite where you're trying to escape from like zombies and stuff like that. But it's really good. Like it was difficult. Like it only took a couple waves for me to get killed. I could see where people would like to play it and get in depth. And then there was other games that were like, oh wow, this is a beautiful game, and I'm like, oh wow, look at the gameplay. Then you actually play it and the mechanics are like horrendous. You could tell that it was just like purchased assets from the Unreal 5 marketplace type stuff, and they just slapped them on. So it looks really good, but like the actual mechanics of the game, they were trying to make like a Dark Souls type game. And like when you're swinging at this guy and nothing's landing, you're like, what? There's just no hitboxes. Or it just was really clunky. You're like, okay, you can tell they cobbled this together to make it look as best as possible, but the actual gameplay is just like terrible. And again, there was one that was like a verbatim Diablo copy, and it looked like incredible from far away. I'm like, oh shit, I definitely want to play that. And you go there and it's the one click on the left click was walk, and then the right click, that's it. It was just a right click. Like it would just cast random spells and do stuff and kill everything. Like it was no challenge like at all. And they're like, oh, the NFTs drop. And I'm like, whoa, who cares? That was terrible. I accidentally wanted to stop for like minutes. Yeah,
it's like
minutes.
It's hard to make video games or something, and we put all of our money into these projects promising us these revolutionary, innovative NFT games and blockchain games, and we were like, yeah, you know what, it's gonna work. But at the end of it, we see it from all these games. If it's Hogwarts, if it's, I don't know, GTA, if it's Halo, if it's Call of Duty, if it's any of these games that we have on our Xbox, PlayStation, and PCs, these take years, and we were truly expecting some of these to do it in like millions of dollars. And we were, and the backing of the greatest companies in the world. And we were expecting the seven dudes in their basement to be like, we got this, guys. We got this. So
it's actually a perfect pivot, because the one I was talking about, the Bornless one, was Immutable X, and Amazon was one of their people. So backing them. So Amazon. AWS. Yeah.
Before we get into those rumors, just right before that, I do want to ask you, on the side of outside of gaming at ETH Denver, what was the feel? We talk a little bit about, or a lot about, Art Basel, NFT NYC, South by Southwest. Sure. I was there, all three of those with you, all, and also on my end, VCon. So sure. We saw the across the city. We saw the in one little city, Austin. We saw in Miami where it's a little bit further. And then on my end, I saw where it was just a located stadium with everything inside. Sure. How was ETH Denver on that sense? Was it something that was annoying to get from place to place, or was it all centralized? How was it on that side?
Yeah, so actual event, there was like 12,000 attendees at all like pretty much really small venue for that many people, right? It was just like they had booth after booth after booth. The anyone could come there and have their stuff. I would say like presence wise, it was like 30% of the NFT gaming. That was the only NFT like presence like at all. No community type stuff, which is, I think, is ridiculous. You spend like millions of dollars on a fucking party for NFT NYC, which is already your target audience. Or you can't spend like 10 grand to have a booth at a place where 90% of the people know crypto and don't know about the NFT or want to learn more. And like when you're going to the actual, they had talks, they had three stages that were running full whole time. There's someone speaking the entire time, like three people,
panels,
stages running all time. And the only ones that actually had attendees, like I'm looking there watching around, the DeFi people would have like maybe 10% of those chairs filled. And then the NFTs would have like people standing. So people are definitely interested. Again, the only people that were present were D-Gods and Pudgy Penguins. They see the value. Frank was there. I don't think it was like Luca, the founder. It was like Lorenzo from the Pudgy Penguin team. But still, like they were very, very knowledgeable. They were talking about how, what's the NFT space is bringing. Then we also saw a speaker, Arcade, which is like the lending stuff. And that had that was also just over people standing, listening to him, because the overlap between NFTs and DeFi is huge. Oh, yeah. I've been on it for months. Ever. I think it's the next big wave is when we actually get some of this NFT financing and lending stuff a little bit more mainstream or just more active, I think, or competitive, I could say. That'll bring in a lot more people. But yeah, there was RK did a great job speaking and was very knowledgeable, had a lot of questions from people, and they were answering really well. Again, I think missing these on the sense of if you're a project, Art Basel, South by Southwest, ETH Denver, you know, stuff like Consensus, which is another large Ethereum conference. These are things that people need to be attending and not just NFT focused events. Maybe attend one NFT focused event, but the rest of them should be mixed.
You want me to throw you a curveball here? What event I think would be actually really good for the NFT space, specifically blockchain gaming? Two events. E3, if it ever comes back. Yeah. And number two, Comic-Con. I think on this, those two would be something pretty revolutionary if you get more of the sense, maybe even, it's hard, like a Meta Heroes, obviously, like a Comic-Con or like things like that. Obviously, it has to make sense. We're not just going to chuck cool cats at Comic-Con. Look at this big cool cat. No, like you have to make it in a way where...
Your audience, if you're making the game, those people should also be interested. If they're not, that means your product isn't good.
No, and again, we've talked about it times where these, again, cool cats where we saw at NFT NYC, phenomenal job, but it was just at the wrong place, the wrong time. They did a great job and it allowed them to, since NFT NYC, I will say, at least for myself, cool cats has been on the tread upwards, maybe not the floor price, but more the sense of everything else, like what they're doing, their mission, everything like that. But when it comes to the actual event, again, had to be more of a South by Southwest, a Miami Art Basel, maybe even an ETH Denver, or again, E3, Comic-Con, things like that. For sure. Need to branch into more things that that showcase all these things that are happening in this space right now. And if we don't do that, we're just going to literally be trading with the same, how many people is it now? Like 60,000, 70,000, 50,000 people that are just trading with one another. And there's over 50,000.
I don't know you, but I have four wallets, so it could be like as low as 12,000.
It's even lower. People. Exactly. It's actually only the NRN Discord that is trading NFTs now. Everyone just has that.
I think it's, and again, we are seeing big people come to play. We saw Dr. Disrespect posting, I don't know if you saw that, but he said, imagine having a item in your possession and it's worth $100,000 and you're trying to extract. Think of not only the stress and like fun that you're having, but for the viewer, the audience, that's a lot on writing on that. These extraction type games, I believe that's what he's trying to make with his NFT based game. And you see the comments on that thing, it's just thousands and thousands of people saying, you don't get it, that NFTs are stupid, I can't believe you're trying to cash grab, blah blah blah. And he's just responding, you're an idiot, you don't know what you're talking about. So again, I think it's coming, but I think
little by little.
And I think once people see, I was just met a guy here playing disc golf, and we were talking, we played a couple holes, I played him today, he's a big RuneScape guy. And I'm sitting here, I know, talking about you. I'm like, the guy I do this podcast with is literally, that's all, he's always doing that. But he was like, I haven't played for years. And now they have a thing where you're able to buy your playtime with the in-game currency. You can sell your items, it costs like 80 million or whatever.
2 million. But
okay. Well, he was saying like a year supply or whatever, like to have
probably.
He said like 1.2 billion or something like that was probably like how much you had to pay, whatever. But I was saying like, just imagine you've been doing this for a long time. You used to have to sell it on eBay or like player auctions, and it's somewhat like frowned upon. It's like a gray market area.
81 million.
And now I was showing him like just other games or it was talking about it. And he's like, wow, that sounds actually really cool. Like I didn't ever think about it that way. And I said, the business model is more about the volume between players trading instead of, so like games are highly incentivized to keep not only fresh and new content, because when they release fresh new content, guess what? There's going to be more trading action, right? And then you have to keep it engaging, because if there's not, then your trading volume goes down. So again, like they can make even more money if they focus on what the players want and not just, haha, we tricked them into buying this game pre-sale and then the game fucking sucks and who cares, because they'll buy the next one too, because that's what they're just used to buying pre-auction games. So now you don't have to pay any upfront money and you're getting better, longer term content, because if you produce it, you get more money as a company.
I agree. And the one thing that's the craziest thing, obviously, like you've been gaming longer than me, but I've been gaming pretty long as well. And the whole transition from having to spend $30, $40, $50, $60, now $70 for a game, yep, into a free-to-play game like Fortnite, what are the other ones? Apex, Warzone, all these games. It's like, it's truly remarkable how everything flipped. And it's actually pretty insane. Obviously, you and I, we like the storyline games and the lore and everything like that. That's why we still spend the, whatever it is, $60-$70 to play those story mode games and everything like that. Harry Even Potter less than that with Harry Potter, games like that. But it's still, again, just truly remarkable on the sense of, and honestly, I never thought of it. Like RuneScape was that. WoW was that. Club Penguin was that. It was a free-to-play game. You played it and you just kept on going. And it's incredible how Epic decided, like, hey, let's grab that idea and let's make it into console. We never really saw like console side of free-to-play. And that just took a boom right there. And then more people came in. It's truly remarkable to see that. And obviously on the sense of a Fortnite or a Warzone or any of these battle royale games, like if you buy the game or the season pass once and you play it through level 100, whatever level, you have enough coins or V-Bucks or currency to get the next one. If you obviously don't spend the money on other things, which your boy RSG, obviously he does that every single time, keep on going. And I keep playing. Obviously I've spent like $10 every month on Marvel Snap. But yeah, Cryer, to wrap things up on the ETH Denver side, you already said probably going back. For number sure. Two, if you could change something from ETH Denver, what would it be? Because you already said all the good things. What was the bad thing about it?
Yeah, I get, and just no presence of NFT, like community aspect, like all the stuff that like I am mostly wrapped up in. We got, you know, none of these were here. They're all, I would say that's a big miss on their parts. Again, I don't highly doubt that it was near the amount of money that people would spend at something like a NFT in
Miami or NYC,
have a secondary event. And I think they could have picked up a lot of people who were just like, I don't even know what the hell this is. You know what I mean? What are you guys? What are you even about? Like, no one even knows what it is. I do think that would have been something that would be really interesting and a lot more beneficial. I would say every single person I met only used Telegram, which I hate Telegram. Lord. So now I have to talk on Telegram all the time now because I picked up 100 people to talk with for networking stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, such a bad app. And then, there wasn't anything else I'd really change. I think, again, it was super fun. They did a great job. You had, the ticket was free to get in. They had like free money to buy food with. They had like free coffee everywhere. And I got 20 shirts. Like I got a whole new wardrobe over here practically.
That's what it's all about when you go to these events.
That's right, the swag. But overall, it was great. There was a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool people. That's the other cool thing. It's just so eclectic. The group of people that come, they're from literally everywhere. We got like a guy from South Africa. We got Venezuela, Philippines, Australia, Germany. It was nuts. I was like all over the place. So
that's awesome.
I flew 26 hours to come here for 3 days to fly 26 hours back. It was like that worth it to people to come.
Listen, when we go to these events, Cryer, it's like what we do in the space right now, what we did with NRN. We found individuals that like very similar things. And when you put them in a room, you put them in a conference, you put them in a city.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot better than just going to like downtown Orlando or downtown whatever, and you just with random people and you just find that one person. You're like, holy crap, it's one person I can hang out with one night. And then
And then obviously ETH. I would rather ETH not dump every time I go to an event. So, you know, was it 1600 when I left? Now we're down to 1530. Come on, guys.
Listen, Cryer, I'm going to be honest with you. Just short it every time you go to an event.
Just load up like a 20x leverage short.
Yeah.
And then leave.
What are you
and
expecting?
Come back rich.
Yeah, you just come back rich. You're chilling, ready to go. But Let's go over to the other side. You did mention a little bit earlier, the you use the A word. I'm not talking about ass. I'm talking about Amazon. Amazon. There are rumors right. flying left, right, middle, center, all over the NFT space that Amazon will be launching an NFT marketplace. I'll even give you a better rumor that I prior to this rumor that just came out. I was in a group chat on Twitter where an individual said that Amazon was very close to buying OpenSea. That would have been a little crazy, but let's talk about this new thing. Amazon, it seems like Amazon is coming into this space with their own NFT marketplace. What are we expecting?
Announced like April 24th, they launch.
April 24th, number one. Number two, the option of having digital collectibles linked to physical goods and delivered to customers' doorstep. So how's that going to happen? Who knows? 15 NFT collections available on launch for US-based customers before expanding worldwide. Purchasing the digital collectibles with our own Amazon account via debit and credit card. So you're not needing an actual crypto wallet to go ahead and do this. That should be interesting to see how exactly they do it, what blockchain it's going to be, et cetera, et cetera. Now, 310 million customers will have access to NFTs because of this. That's pretty wild. And for the sure. other thing is that's pretty much it. That's all I got. There's been rumors flying around that they're looking also for partners to go ahead and launch. So we did see this with, let's say, a Coinbase, where Coinbase was grabbing, if it was Cool Cats, if it was Doodles, if it was Dead Fellas, as launch partners. What did that mean? Nothing really. They're just going to be on the platform. Now, I will say from a perspective of what Amazon might be able to deliver on that side is an exclusive drop on their marketplace, which we could see.
For sure.
That's something I could see happening, but
I mean, they're going to have a specific marketplace launch. Obviously, they're going to do something with the physical item shipping. So you partner with them, they get like quick, just like how Prime works. You get like fast shipping of goods for you. Say you drop a collection, you link it with your black hoodie and all every single fucking NFT project does. You get 2-day shipping on your black hoodie, guys. But no, I think overall it's good for this. I think it's going to be. I think it will be better
overnight. Come on, keep going.
That's right. That's what you get the extra bonus.
Overnight. Hey, NFT by the way, Prime. Let me ask you, if you have Amazon Prime, what if you get a percentage of royalties on the marketplace fee? Bam! Amazon, hit my lineup. I got an idea for you. You're not going to like it, but just call me anyways.
Millions of dollars. It's going to be a tough one to see if it's successful or not, though, for sure, because we said Coinbase was going to change it. We're all going to be rich from Coinbase jumping
in.
Is
this Coinbase 2.0, Cryer?
Probably, I would say for the short term, probably Coinbase 2.0. I don't see how they're just going to be like instantly.
Oh, yeah, everybody, let's go.
Especially with stuff being like highly, they're not going to launch with some like crazy incentive program, just how like Blur does. They're not going to steal Blur shit until Blur's rewards are done. I don't see it being like massively overwhelming at the short term, but I could see within a year people gaining steam. Actually, they're not going to do a bad job. They're not going to.
I don't think so either.
I don't. They, if there's any company who's nailed the whole essentially like physical to digital change, it's fucking Amazon. Like they've. Yep. 100%. They called it, 20 years ago that people weren't going to go to stores anymore. And they've definitely had their eye on the right things. They've expanded extremely well. They see the value of stuff like NFTs. That's why they're launching this stuff. Maybe a tad bit early, but they have the money to definitely keep it going. Let's see. And again, Coinbase is huge. There is no Coinbase is like maybe 0.5% of Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the amount of reach they have. So Amazon has an absurd amount of reach. If they're able to capitalize on even 1% of their active users, daily active users, there's something, I remember it being like a ridiculous number, like 200 million or something like that. People go to Amazon daily or some shit. So even if you get like a tiny bit of that, I mean, you're blowing up. The amount of people that actively use NFTs. And it might not be that great in the short term, but I definitely think within a year or two that we'll see some crazy usage of stuff like this. Because again, at the end of the day, NFTs are mostly going to be used for loyalty. I think the loyalty type rewards program, shit like that. I definitely see NFTs that cost like maybe $5-$10 or what's going to be the new norm. It's not going to be these $1,000 collections, $100,000 collections. It's going to be something that you can easily access. Doesn't cost a lot of money, and you're like, oh wow, that's cool, I like it, so I'm gonna keep it. I'm not gonna, the only idea I'm gonna But the only reason I'm buying this is to sell in 4 hours for profit. That's usually the usual NFT use case nowadays.
You know what's crazy? So here's some stats for you. In 2021, Amazon has over 200 million Prime subscribers. 147 million are based in the US. Now, on top of that, they just purchased MGM Studios, by the way, $8.4 billion. On top of that, they bought Twitch for $970 million in 2014. So they have that. Whole Foods, Ring, all these things. But when I look at MGM Studios, when I look at Twitch, imagine the reach on the sense of NFTs and what that could mean for content creators, for entertainment, for sure. For these projects to then lead into Amazon, like Amazon Prime on like the streaming platform and for Twitch and all these things. So it's truly remarkable. And on the side of what the CEO, and by the way, for all the people that are just talking about Bezos, like he's still the CEO of Amazon. He's not, just to let you know, it's Andy Jassy now. And what he said was, I expect that NFTs will continue to grow significantly. It's possible that Amazon integrates crypto payments very soon. Things are moving, and when you think about a company like Amazon, it's truly remarkable and fascinating to go ahead and see. Remember, when I talk to a lot of people that are outside of the space, and they always make fun of the space, crypto overall, NFTs, but they say, oh, but blockchain's great. That's great. I'm like, whatever. Is that when you look at companies like Amazon, when you look at companies like Apple, when you look at companies like Tesla, when you look at companies like Microsoft, all these massive companies, go look at what they're looking for to hire.
For sure.
Blockchain. That's all you have to do. It's blockchain, individuals, crypto, Disney's doing it as well. All these massive companies are doing it and trying to understand it. Salesforce, all these companies that you can think of. And obviously they can't just go all in like we all expect and want them on our side. They need to do it in a way where it's a lot smoother and a lot slower so that they can go ahead and capitalize on everything and make sure it's the right time. Obviously, Amazon launching an NFT platform or something with crypto the same week as SBF going to jail for scamming a crap ton of people, it's probably not the best idea. So you're trying to aim it where it's a right place at the right time. They're not trying to do it when everything's as bad or could be worse than it is right now. So again, props to Amazon. Let's see if it actually happens. And the one thing I will say that could affect it in a way is that obviously it's only US based. We know that most of the people that are trading NFTs and whatnot are in the US. But I will say, based on some talks that I've heard, even if you have that VPN and you go all out, because it's that digital to physical like connection, it's going to be pretty hard for those people using that VPN or outside the United States to try to participate in what's going on with Amazon. So again, we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's the first stage and we'll see how it goes. I guess we'll be the guinea pigs for the rest of the world. And if everything's good, let's see if Amazon's the savior that Coinbase was supposed to be for us. Let's see.
100%. We were wrong on that one.
We were real wrong on that one. Thanks, Coinbase. Thank you. Hey, at least Coinbase, on the side of being the crypto exchange, they're not doing as bad as all the other ones. So thanks, Coinbase. They're
still around.
But yeah, let's pretty much wrap it up on that side of things. Let's dive into some nerd stuff. Cryer, that last episode of The Last of Us was phenomenal.
Fucking awesome. It was like, that was probably one of the best. I thought it was the best of this series. And again, I think the series has just done a very good job.
They've crushed it.
You definitely know the characters. So when they're in a event like this, it's cool to see how their backstory molded their outcome of their very stressful event. Yeah, I think it was done extremely well. And again, these things are so well executed. Just the game was so good. The show was just as good, if not better, on the story. So I think it's just phenomenal.
They're definitely doing something special. And like you and I make the joke, like HBO was finding like the next successor for Game of Thrones. And we thought it was Westworld. We know it's Westworld, but obviously the rest of the world and HBO doesn't think it was Westworld. And it looks like it's The Last of Us. And it should be interesting. We do have the season finale coming up this week, this Sunday. I'm very excited to see what's going to go down. Sad. A lot of people were speculating on the sense of, hey, is season one going to complete the arc of the first game? Obviously, we know there's two games involved. Doesn't look like it. I don't know how the game ended. I never played it all the way through. Like, hopefully we get 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 seasons of it all, maybe even expanding past game 1 and 2. Obviously, we know that the creator of the game has his hands all over this show. So hopefully that allows him to be more creative and expand more. Obviously, video games are great and all, but when you have these actors and you have all this money and all these great things, you could probably do something really special. And if you tag team with this director as well as this creator of the game and other directors and whatnot, the producers and everything, I really think they can do something special on the lines of what we saw with Game of Thrones, where obviously the author of the books didn't finish that last season, and that's why everything went south and middle and awful and everyone's upset. But when you have an individual like the creator that's so hands-on and helping through the process, again, like you said, we can see something special. We can see something that might even be better than the actual video game itself. So exciting. Getting goosebumps thinking about it. But on the other side, and obviously I have to mention for the rest of the 99% of population of the world that loves Mandalorian, and you're in that 1% that you don't, that first episode, phenomenal. I unfortunately haven't seen the second episode, so excited to go ahead and see that. But on the other things, Cryer, what have you been up to? Any other video games? I see you on Discord playing like Discord games. What's going on here, Cryer?
Oh, Nate got me to play some golf game today. It was kind of fun.
What is Discord has games in the chat now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. That was actually a good, pretty good game. Like, if you like this little, remember that Golfit game that we played a little bit of? We used to play. It was like it's kind of like that. I mean, it was just a fun like social game. It's not like anything, nothing home, right home about or anything. But yeah, no, it's just Nate wanted to play golf, so I had he was whooping our ass.
This man buys a Switch, buys an Xbox, and then he just finds his way. He just finds his way. Huh?
Talking about Nate?
Nate. Yeah. He buys a Switch. He buys a gaming PC. He buys an Xbox, and he plays a Discord video game.
And drone simulators.
And drones. Like, maybe expand into the other horizon, which is all these incredible games that are coming out, by the way. Right. But it is just what it is. But
played some Parallel Alpha.
Oh, how's that?
Got that today. It was really good. I like it a lot. Definitely more, it's not like simplistic. It's very in-depth. It reminds me of Magic, but like sci-fi stuff. So I'm excited. Well, I don't think we're allowed to talk about it. I think I'm not like describe the gameplay or anything. I think it's like a private like alpha.
Okay. Okay.
Well, gameplay was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Okay.
Hey, other than that, I will say on the side for me, any update on the NFT side of the projects that I'm holding? Just a quick one, because, you know, I'm your favorite Cool Cat community council member, so I have to mention it. The next journey will be tomorrow, which means the next RSG Quick Hitter is tomorrow as well, or today. So that's coming up. You're going to see this face on a video very soon. We took a little hiatus for a week since every project and their mother decided not to do anything for the last 2 weeks. So maybe this week we'll have something to talk about. On the other side, quick update on the RuneScape side, since the one person that honestly cares, which is just me, I'm on level 87. I'm almost hitting that 99.
Chopping.
And the other thing I did want to mention, I mentioned it prior when we first started the episode, was I am playing Destiny 2. It's like a complicated Halo. It's good though, and I'm a baller.
Destiny's good.
You put me on that gameplay. I just had the most kills in one game, was like 40 or 39 or something like that. So I'm like crushing it on competitive. But the gameplay and everything, that's super awesome. Very confusing game, because all the add-ons and the special ability and this and that, it's like too much. I just like Halo, or like the old school Call of Duty, where it's 3 perks, 5 attachments, put me in the freaking map and I'm good to go. Halo, it's 2 guns, usually pick them up, good to go. Fortnite, good to go. These games now have not
well, it's
only
like
a,
it's
have,
more RPG style.
Yeah,
too.
But like Cryer, the, you know, these games are,
that's
like,
why I like it so much.
There is here, just Call of Duty. Stuff. Each attachment, which now there's 10, you can tune each attachment. So there is so much going on. Now on Destiny side, it's the helmet, the legs, the armor, 3 guns, by the way. Never played a game with 3 guns. I always forget to use my special gun. It's just a whole mess, but it is what it is. I'm getting involved in there. It's a lot of fun.
Which and class are you playing?
I don't. I just shoot, man.
The warlock?
No. Hunter?
Hunter?
Yes, hunter. So I'm on the hunter side. So there you go. You just had to say the names and I got it. Man, I feel like you're a beast at Destiny and I got to play with you, because like you're just acting.
Dude, I haven't played in forever. I used to fucking murder that game.
That's a great game.
I had top tier everything on all three classes when I was playing.
Okay, we got to dabble in there. It's a lot of fun. But other than that, again, just super awesome things going on. You're back from ETH Denver. It's going to – let's see what happens. I think Amazon can lift us up a little bit. Sappy Seals dropped an announcement of an announcement. Shout out to Wob. I always make fun of his announcements. And, you know, he just doesn't get the joke. It's fine. Shout out to you, Wob. And hopefully we just see all these other projects other than, I guess, Gutter Cats, since they're just absolutely imploding. But yeah, we'll see how it goes, Crier.
That's right.
We'll see how it goes. But for the rest of you,
building
you guys
the metaverse, Big Breivik.
This time we're going to build it. No, I got nothing. We're just going to catch you guys next week with another episode of Nerd FT Radio. Talk to you guys later.
Peace.
Grab those bricks.